just there a couple of weeks ago, the local MLA for the area, Daniel McCrossan, got a response from Richard Pingelly that stated these figures, very shocking figures, that as you say, only 95 nights out of 365 were covered in the Strabane, which is totally inadequate and cannot be allowed to go unchallenged. So we will be challenging this and continue to challenge us to get this matter resolved. The people in the Strabane do deserve care without having to travel to Yalta Gavan Hospital to sit for hours when they can be treated in their own hometown.
And indeed, this is further evidence of the shortages being experienced right across the western area.
Yes, exactly. Myself, along with other locally elected councillors in Strabane, met with officials from the Western Urgent Care yesterday at a meeting, and this was all addressed at the meeting. The Gardner report also recommended that Northern Ireland has to increase the number of medical students each year by at least 100 academic students immediately. This report goes on to say that a further 150 medical students per year will be needed over the next 5 to 10 years to address these issues. It goes on to show that over 80% of medical students who become GPs stay and work within a 20 miles from the university. So this is also a big issue for the expansion of McGee and Derry for the medical school, which would also help alleviate some of these pressures within the Strabane area and also along the full western area.
And so it's vital now that the pressure remains on to get this McGee Medical School up and running.
Yes, definitely. The pressure needs to be kept on to get this up and running to alleviate these pressures that we are facing here, especially in the west. The west of the band is always the part of the country that seems to suffer with everything from infrastructure right down from education to health. And health is, everybody's entitled to health.